702.
The Africa Report with Crystal Odison.
And the Africa Report is brought to you by South African Airways, connecting Africa one flight at a time. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning, Ray, and happy Workers' Day for some of us who are working.
There's nothing wrong with that, you see. We get to have fun on the radio. But people who are not having a lot of fun at the moment are those in East Africa. Heavy rains there caused by causing floods leading to the loss of hundreds of lives, including what happened in Kenya. What's been the impact on the region regarding those floods?
Yes, Ray, the region has been battered by heavy rains, stronger than usual rain, and then devastating flash floods. We hear from the UN's weather body that the latest El Nino that's impacting the region is really one of the strongest in the world. So let's start with Kenya, where we know that the death toll is simply rising. Just on Monday, a riverbank burst and about 50 people were left dead. Also, they're looking at the death toll, more than 170 people, thousands have been displaced. We're looking at farms, crops, animals, all of them simply being destroyed by this heavy rains, and it's really above average. And so we actually heard last night Raila Odinga, the opposition leader, he sent out a 2-page statement where he was saying that, you know, communities have really been battered by these devastating floods. But he also blamed President William Ruto. And I know during this time, one shouldn't be throwing politics around, but he was saying, look, poor infrastructure, no support for communities, no actual emergency plan for when a flood like this happens and what to do must also be taken into account. So he also is calling on the authorities to really assist communities, because according to Odinga and his supporters, a lot of communities have also just been left on their own. But Kenya is not the only country being battered. We also see Tanzania, more than 100 people also dying, crops being devastated. We're also seeing in Uganda, and then we're also seeing in Burundi. So really, this devastating rain has battered the entire region. And I do think it brings the bigger issue of climate change to the fore, Ray, and having the conversation, and that our countries are really on quite prepared for when we have floods like this, what to do, emergency help for communities, and then picking up the pieces. So I think this is again a reminder that we need these systems in place to warn us of what's happening. And we obviously have seen in South Africa that, you know, we also have our own challenges. But for an entire region to be battered like this and really leading to a loss of life, a loss of income, a loss of infrastructure, it's going to be a while to pick up the pieces.
Yeah, you know, climate change is real. You have a lot of denialists out there saying it's not. But you can see in East Africa just the results of these heavy rains, what has happened. It's been quite disastrous. Your other story, while the UK says they're ready to start sending migrants to Rwanda in the coming week, Botswana rejecting a UK asylum deal. That's interesting, because Rwanda kind of said fine, but Botswana giving them the thumbs down. Hi, can you hear me? Crystal, can you hear me? Oh, dear, I think we've lost Crystal.
Hello.
Yep, okay, hold on a second. Yeah, all right, so we're going to try and get you back, Crystal, a little bit. It looks like
yes,
lost
I'm
you.
Back.
You're back. Yeah, we
yes,
got you back,
right.
You see.
I'm back, yes.
We just had to push a few buttons there, and we're fine. All right, let's talk about this deal with Rwanda, because Rwanda said yes and Botswana has said no. It's interesting.
Very interesting, Ray, because what we found is that the UK-Rwanda deal, you know, has been stop-start, and it's only last week that, you know, there was an agreement that it's finally happening within the kind of legal framework within the UK. That deal was, of course, signed about 2 years ago at a cost of billions. And then the UK had indicated there were a few lines, if one had read between the lines, they also asking other countries in Africa if they would do the same. And Botswana and Namibia, in fact, were two of those countries. And we actually saw Botswana's foreign minister coming out very strongly saying that there is no way, firstly, Botswana received these proposals from the UK to also host asylum seekers. However, Gaborone has strongly rejected the deal. They saying, look, there is, you know, there's no way that they will do this, because it's one thing hosting countries, but not knowing what the end game would be, according to the foreign minister, is a big issue. And of course, human rights organizations have applauded Botswana and their approach. And they said, you know, countries should really distance themselves from this controversial deal that is only protecting some migrants. And here they refer to the Ukrainian asylum seekers who were fast-tracked into the system, and that's not happening to other migrants. And this, of course, I mean, this UK Rwanda deal is really controversial, Ray, and I think it will be a talking point, because for a lot of local human rights organizations in the UK, they still believe that, you know, the EU kind of human rights framework will come into the fore and will not see that asylum seekers be flown to Rwanda. There's also the issue of the airline that will fly these migrants. But the UK is adamant, Bunga, Ray. Yeah. In fact, they said it's going to happen in the next few weeks. You know, they've already paid Rwanda, what, millions of dollars. We're looking at about $300 million, which is billions of rands, determined that this will happen. And I do think that they, in Rwanda, they of course have seen here is a country that's have not let them down and have built all these different units to host the asylum seekers. But other African countries, and in fact Namibia, also released a statement yesterday that this is also a no-no for them. Another country that was mentioned was also the DRC. We don't know what's happening on that front. So this is going to be interesting to see the other African countries coming out quite strongly against being asked to host asylum seekers.
Gosh, you know, this is people's lives we're talking about and their futures. Crystal Audison, have a lovely Workers' Day. That's Crystal with the Africa Report.